Okay, Dr. Sky, it's hard enough to wrap your mind around
right.
the estimated 40 billion light years, of the calculated size of the galaxy from side to side. But
yes.
it's even harder to wrap your mind around a blind spot that what could put 40 billion years as like the starting point.
Well, this is interesting. You know, if you go measure one end to the other edge of the universe, most astronomers believe, and I think they're right, and they study an area called cosmology, how the universe evolved. The bottom line is it's about 18.5 billion years on one end and about 18.5 the other direction. So maybe 36 to 40 billion if you look at the big bubble as the universe expands. But something interesting here. The Hubble Space Telescope that everybody's seen, the beautiful, you know, a lot of people have screensavers of these amazing images, and the Hubble lives on. You know, it's been up there, and it had some eye problems, and they fixed the lenses.
How old is that thing now?
Well, I believe it's been up there since, like, what, 1990? So I think it celebrated its almost 26 years in space. And you can see that, by the way, in Phoenix. A lot of times in the evening and the morning, it always passes low in the south, about 40 degrees, and you can see it go by, and you go, wow, look at that, $1 billion worth of hardware, well worth it. But here's what they found. There was an area in the sky, as there are many areas, right around what we call the Big Dipper, Ursa Major. There's very few stars that the eye can see. So the astronomers said, you know what, let's take a picture, meaning a lot of pictures, and have the Hubble point to this dark area, and let's take some pictures over a few days. And where they see with the naked eye, nothing. The original Hubble Deep Field found, get a load of this, some 3,000 galaxies in an image, a number of these images. And then they did it later in time called the Hubble Ultra Deep Field, and they got about 10,000 galaxies. So the point that we're talking about here is, even though some areas of the sky look completely devoid of stars and what have you, the deeper that eye of Hubble looks and sees, that's incredible. I mean, we're looking at galaxies that are going back to the time when the universe was just created, and galaxies formed. That's how far back this is looking. That's amazing.
Do you know what it makes me feel?
What's that?
Small.
Me too. Very, very tiny. And, you know, Carl Sagan said it. I remember sitting with him a number of times at Cornell, and he looked at me and he said, you know, Steve, we are the pale blue dot. And, you know, I never really, that didn't sink in right away, you know, when you're a young kid. And I was like, he's so right. And Jennifer and Romy, you're absolutely on target. It's like, the tiny little speck that we are in this big, gigantic universe. And I guess, why can't we all, what, get along?
Puts it in perspective, no doubt.
Putting now, it mildly. Yeah.
In Boy Scouts, there was a couple navigation legends.
Sure.
How much of astronomy and navigation background do you have? Would I be out of line asking a few questions?
I'm not a navigator, but I can surely tell you that this is probably from Boy Scouts, and I wasn't one, but all the friends, and I've done a lot of volunteer work with the Scouts to do their, you know, merit badges. But I remember this, Romy, the most simplistic one that we learn and we teach in any of the programs we do is if you take your finger, your thumb and index finger, and hold it out, you know, spread it as wide as you can against the sky, that's 15 degrees of measurable distance in the sky. So if you look north and you see the only lone star about, you know, 33 degrees high in the north, that's Polaris, the North Star, and you can prove that it's the same latitude. So what I'm saying is, however high the North Star is in your sky, that's your latitude, and you can take your finger and put your thumb on the horizon and go, wow, there's 15, and stack it, and there's another 15, that's 30. And lo and behold, Polaris sits about another 2 degrees above your index finger. So those are navigation points, and people who do that, you know, the kids love that because you can say, hey, look at that. And the moon and the planets move every hour that distance of your thumb and index finger from the, you know, from the east to the west. So it's kind of cool.
And out at the big field at Camp Geronimo, if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. There's the tower on the north side, the mess hall's on the south, you've got the pool, and there's just this big open field. Mm-hmm. And it's been years since I've been there, but there were some obstacle course items going in.
Sure.
But they have a big satellite out there, and they would do the astronomy merit badge at night. She would go out.
Yes.
And one of the legends that they would talk about is they would test you. Okay, here's the Big Dipper.
Mm-hmm.
And on the handle of the Dipper, there's the first three stars.
Mm-hmm.
If you, in the days of the Egyptians, they would pick their navigators by the people that could pick out the distinguished difference in those three stars?
Well, that is interesting. And we have one to add, too, that I think is, since you brought up that area of the sky, most scouts and Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and other people interested in science, if you find the Big Dipper, look at the top of the edge of the bowl, and the star is called Dubhe, and the star is Merak. And what's more important is those are the pointer stars. You just follow the direction to the left, and you'll come generally right to the North Star. So they point the way to the North Star. So it's an easy to see. And, you know, this is cool because you have little children. I've seen little 5- and 6-year-olds going, oh, look at that. I can see that, and they understand it. And you can watch as you stand there the sky move as the Earth turns. So some really cool things to see in the sky. And another legend, too, is in the handle of the Big Dipper, the star not at the very end, but the star right in the middle there. There's a star called Mizar, or Mizar, and if you look just above with your eye, you'll see a little star called Alcor. And according to many Native American myths and legends are more precise here, if you could resolve the two stars, you would become one of the great warriors that would go into battle, or you would ride the horse and become the front line of defense if you could split those two stars. So imagine that. The sky has so many significant stories and great meanings, and we could go on forever, but I know time wouldn't permit that.
Interesting. That's actually the that's the unique difference, is that second star that circles the middle one, and anyone that picked that out, they say, well, you would have been at least advanced in navigation in the world of the Egyptians. But we are wrapping up. I have a couple texts here.
Sure.
A gentleman wants to know more about the Canyon Lake event. Jennifer, how does someone sign up?
Go ahead, Dr. Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Saturday evening, the 27th of February, 5 p.m. Dockside, and I'm looking forward to being with you folks, Rosie on the House, and all your wonderful listeners and friends of Rosie on the House. Saturday evening, the 27th, to make reservations, it's 480-827-9144, and just mention the Rosie on the House cruise, and I'm going to be there providing a little bit of commentary after the lovely meal. So look forward to
it. Or dollysteamboat.com.
Dollysteamboat.com.
And it is a waning moon that night, so it's going to be good and dark.
What moon?
Waning. So it comes up like at 11. So we'll have a good dark sky.
So we'll have a wonderful time there in the darkness of skies, and I'm hoping, you know, we had a nice time with our birthday cruise last weekend, so the weather can only what? Get better. So
if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Dr. Sky, for an event, how would they get a hold of you?
The easiest way to contact me, just use the regular email that I use on the Dr. Sky Show, just drsky, D-R-S-K-Y, at cox.net, and I'd be happy to get back to the many people that listen. And I want to thank you guys for having me on Rosie on the House. Say hi to Rosie, Romy, and Jennifer. It's an honor to be here, and thank you so much. I hope your listeners enjoyed that hour. I'm sure I know I did.
I certainly did, so We hope you did as well. That's drsky.com. You can hear his weekly radio program Saturday mornings if you're up at 3 o'clock.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.